green. Let's go green. Dear future generations.
Dear future generations. I think I speak for the rest of us when I say, sorry. Sorry we left you with our mess of a planet. Sorry that we were too caught up in our own doings to do something. Sorry we listened to people who made excuses to do nothing. I hope you forgive us. We just didn't realize how special the Earth was, like a marriage gone wrong. We didn't know what we had until it was gone. For example, I'm guessing you probably know it as the Amazon Desert, right? Well, believe it or not, it was once called the Amazon Rainforest, and there were billions of trees there, all of them gorgeous, and... Oh, you don't know much about trees, do you? Well, let me tell you, trees are amazing. I mean, we literally breathe the air they are creating. They clean up our pollution, our carbon. They store and purify water, give us medicine that cures our diseases, food that feeds us, which is why I'm so sorry to tell you that we burn them down. Cut them down with brutal machines, horrific, at a rate of 40 football fields every minute. That's 50% of all the trees in the world gone in the last 100 years. Why? For this. And that wouldn't make me so sad if it weren't so many pictures of leaves on it. You know, when I was a child, I read how the Native Americans had such consideration for the planet that they felt responsible for how they left the land for the next 7 generations. Which brings me great sorrow, because most of us today don't even care about tomorrow. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry that we put profit above people, greed above need, the rule of gold above the golden rule. I'm sorry we use nature as a credit card with no spending limit, overdrafting animals to extinction, stealing your chance to ever see their uniqueness or become friends with them. Sorry we poison the ocean so much that you can't even swim in them. But most of all, I'm sorry about our mindset. Because we had the nerve to call this destruction progress. Hey, Fox News, if you don't think climate change is a threat, I dare you to interview the thousands of homeless people in Bangladesh. See, while you were in your penthouse nestled, their homes were literally washed away beneath their feet due to rising sea levels. And Sarah Palin, you said that you love the smell of fossil fuels. Well, I urge you to talk to the kids of Beijing who are forced to wear pollution masks just to go to school. See, you can ignore this, but the thing about truth is, it can be denied, not avoided. So I'm sorry, future generations. I'm sorry that our footprint became a sinkhole and not a garden. I'm sorry that we paid so much attention to ISIS and very little to how fast the ice is melting in the Arctic. I'm sorry we doomed you, and I'm sorry we couldn't find another planet in time to move to. I am... You know what? Cut the beat. I'm not sorry. This future, I do not accept it. Because an error does not become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We can redirect this. How? Let me suggest that if a farmer sees a tree that is unhealthy, they don't look at the branches to diagnose it. They look at the root. So like that farmer, we must look at the root and not to the branches of government, not to the politicians run by corporations. We are the root. We are the foundation. This generation, it is up to us to take care of this planet. It is our only home. We must globally warm our hearts and change the climate of our souls and realize that we are not apart from nature. We are a part of nature. And to betray nature is to betray us. To save nature is to save us. Because whatever you're fighting for, racism or poverty, feminism, gay rights, or any type of equality, it won't matter in the least. Because if we don't all work together to save the environment, we will be equally extinct.
Dear future generation, will we even have any trees for the future generation? I had played that at the initial Terra Clean episode that we had almost about 2 weeks ago now, and I just felt it was appropriate to play it again. So that's what I did. I played it again, and it's just, you know, such a clear message as to what we, the world, is doing to the world. So let's save the planet. We can start today, right? Or tonight, or in the morning. We just need to do it. We can do so with TerraClean. Let's become eco-friendly and have a biodegradable product. And Mr. Frank Stapleton from the Advanced Destination Association will be speaking on how we can do so with TerraClean solutions, as well as receiving financial benefits. Yes, I love the money, 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 green, green all the way around. You know how you are, have the cleaning product for this and a cleaning product for that, like a degreaser, a shampoo, a detergent, you know, something to, you know, wash your dishes with or your laundry. Well, this evening we will be introduced to one product to replace all of those and more. TKS, or TerraClean Solution, provides uses for the following services, okay? For the following services: janitorial, custodial services, hospital housekeeping, restaurant and kitchen cleaning, excuse me, facility maintenance, floor care, carpet care, vent hood exhaust cleaning, which I did, and yes, it did. I got my product last night, but that's, we'll talk about that later. pressure washing, lawn maintenance, window cleaning. Worldwide listeners, let's hear and talk about going green and becoming eco-friendly, as well as becoming financially fit tonight on Let's Do It Radio. Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. Let's go green with TerraClean. I'm your hostess, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Inez Alco Designs, and I'm broadcasting to you and welcome you, the worldwide listening audience, this Thursday, February the 8th, 2024. And you can call in at 845-241-9985. Again, that's 845-241-9985 to be on the air with, or Skype, or to go in the chat room, where we do have one person in the chat room thus far, at www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio, or if you know my telephone number, a lot of people will hit me up on text saying, oh, Miss Inez, that was great. Okay, what else do we need? So, in case you miss any episode, you can listen on demand at the same blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio. Scroll down to the episode you'd like to hear or listen to and press play. And to keep me on the air, if you want to hear my voice or don't want to hear my voice, don't help out. But if you want to hear my voice and hear the things that we're doing, you can help me at Cash App, $ANAISEVALCOUR, or through Venmo at MZ-INEZ, or if you know my Taylor cell, you got me through Zelle. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So let me introduce the gentleman who will be able to turn your lives around, as well as give us the information to save the planet and go green in many ways and more than one. Mr. Frank Stapleton of TerraClean has achievements consisting of over 40 years of outreach ministry to individuals and the collective needs of the community, including the impoverished, those who are hurting, senior citizens like me, old and antiquated, and the discouraged people needing counseling and financial assistance. This gentleman is introducing a company called, or I should say a product called TerraClean. The future is now. So go green with TerraClean with unlimited earning power. So please put your hands together for the present and for the future. Mr. Frank Stapleton, let's put our hands together. Yay!
Wow, thank you, Ms. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Wonderful, wonderful introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so excited to be a part of this broadcast tonight to get the word out about this product called TerraClean. It's 100% biodegradable product And it really, really, truly replaces every product you may have in your home today for cleaning, laundry, for your windows, your carpet, you name it, oven cleaning, dishwashing, washing your car, pressure washing your house, you name it. We have a solution for you with this once-in-a-lifetime product called TerraClean. In fact, this product, even before we even talked about going green 30-plus years ago, was already invented. And so we here today have this opportunity to be a part of something very, very special. Number one, to change the products that you're using in your home. They are toxic products. They're not doing your home any good. In fact, our homes are more toxic than the air that we breathe outside. And you know and I know that the air that we breathe outside is pretty bad. And if it's bad outside, can you imagine we're in our homes? We got the what goes through our air conditioning system circulates back out. We got to breathe it in along with us spraying all the toxic stuff or trying to repel insect, roaches, you name it, around our home. All that scent stays inside the house. All the bleach, all the detergent, everything we use are toxic. In fact, and this study was done back in 1999, it said it's going to take over $500 billion to clean up the mess that all of us have created by using all these toxic products. In fact, not only is it going to cost over $500 billion, they said it's going to take over 50 years to clean up the mess. And that was in 1999, and now we still need another 30 years to clean the mess up if we can ever do it. But we can start at a grassroots level, which all those on this call tonight, we can decide that we're going to make use more products that's 100% biodegradable, that's safe for our home, our pets, our children. When it goes into the wastewater, it's not polluted with all these toxic chemicals, and it's causing all kind of health problems. In fact, last year there was a leading brand that's been around for years. They discovered that that particular brand causes cancer and causes obesity, and they branded that product from being used in New York. Now, since that time, they have tried to come up with something a little bit more biodegradable, but you shouldn't have to be forced to do that. You should have done it from the beginning. So as long as these companies can get by with using these toxic chemicals and sell it to us at a price that's going to cause harm and danger to our bodies, they're going to get by with it all the time. But we're so happy to know to announce that TerraClean replaces everything. Everything you could think of, we have a one-shop stop. It replaces everything. Not only does it provide a sustainable solution for your cleaning, but we have an income structure built in that can help every listener on this call to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, the lender and not the borrower. And God desires that for all of his children. He says, old man, no man, nothing but love. So we have a product that can help us from a health perspective. At the same time, as we share it, God can bless us monetarily as well. And I'm so excited about that tonight, Ms. Inez.
Great, great, yes. And I know I am. Like I said, I just got my product yesterday, and it's like, okay, so let me start little and then work on up. So, and then the container that I had put the TerraClean in, to measure it, to put it into the 32 ounces, it's like, okay, there's still some left in here. As soon as I put water in there, it just suzzed up so nicely. It's like, okay, okay, okay. And then I poured that down the drain. So I'm good. I was happy. I was like, okay, I'm selling the product now.
Amen, amen. And this product, you don't have to buy any more detergents. No more bleach, none of that in your home anymore. No more products to clean your windows with, nothing to clean your ovens with anymore. You don't need to buy those leading brands anymore to wash your dishes, to do your laundry, to wash your car, to shampoo your carpet, to clean your windows, your doors, you name it. TerraClean gets the job done. In fact, we have a gentleman that was on maybe a couple of weeks ago. He manages he manages 100 million dollar project organization. And do you not know this particular organization turned over all of its facilities to be cleaned and managed by TerraClean? That was a, a really, really a tremendous blessing. They was using all these toxic chemicals for years and heard about TerraClean, and now all they use for all their facilities is TerraClean product, everything, one-shop stop.
Wow.
And it is amazing. And what the first thing I discovered when I'm using TerraClean, I tried it on my windows, and it makes the glass shine so beautiful. And the more you use TerraClean, what it does, it leaves behind an invisible barrier so that when you clean your glass, your mirrors, you go back and you touch it with your fingers. You know, that's what makes it look real bad over time. The fingerprints just be everywhere. Well, when you use TerraClean, it keeps the fingerprints from not accumulating as fast on the glass. So you don't have to maintain it as much because TerraClean leaves its invisible barrier behind, which is so fantastic. Not only does it for windows, it does it for your carpet when you use the formula to shampoo your carpet with. It also, when it dries, it leaves an invisible barrier in the fibers of the carpet, so therefore it makes the carpet stay cleaner longer. And if any fleas or ticks or bugs that get in the carpet, it kills them. It zaps them out. I have two pets around my home. I take them bath with TerraClean. When it dries, not only does it make the coat real nice and shiny, but it dries on the coat, and it keeps fleas. I have not seen not one flea, one tick on either of my pets around the home since I've been using this product called TerraClean. It's just such a wonderful, wonderful product. And I do my dishes with TerraClean. I do my laundry with TerraClean. All you have to do is use about 4 ounces of the solution to a full load of clothing, and you don't have to add any additional detergent. No bleach, and it makes the clothes come out so nice and fresh and clean and bright. And, you know, because look at it like this. When we wash our clothing in the leading chemicals that we've been using over the years, and we sweat, what's inside the clothing, it gets into the bloodstream. And it, and the studies have found that it causes cancer and obesity. When we go to bed at night and we wash our sheets and pillowcases and the leading detergents out there today, and when individuals, I know I do, I sweat when I go to bed at night. They're just something that most people do. They sweat. So when you sweat at night and you're sleeping on these sheets and pillowcases, et cetera, what's inside the sheets, the pillowcase, gets into the bloodstream. So it's like a slow kill over time, just a little slow kill over time. As you begin to get older, you start finding yourself having all these health issues. And it's because of what we breathe, what we wash our clothing in, and the environment around us. So that is why TerraClean, it has an 8.5% alkalinity level. If you know anything about a pH level, 8.5. Anything like 6%, 5%, all of that is, well, 7% is neutral. With our water source that we have in our home is 7% is neutral. But a lot of the leading bottle companies out there today, we did a test, and that water is like 5.6, 6.6, which is toxic. And when it's not alkaline, over 8% or more, then what you're putting in your body is acidic, and that's what causes your cells, you know, cancer and all kind of degenerative diseases to kick in. But TerraClean is 8.5. Mm-hmm. Not only does it have an 8.5 alkalinity, but it also oxygenates, which gives you a nice, when you spray it, it gets into the air, and what you breathe in, it provides oxygen. And as you know, we live in that, the cellular level. So if you put good food and good products, you know, that's going to give you healthy cells, and what you breathe around your home. Like when I spray TerraClean in my home, it cleans the air. It's just phenomenal. So when you breathe, you're breathing in something that's not going to cause you any problems. It's going to actually be a blessing to you. So there are so mm-hmm. many benefits to using this wonderful product. So I just want to bring awareness to the people on this call tonight. If you're looking for something to clean your carpet, your walls, your toiletries, your dishes, your laundry, wash your car, pressure wash your house, if you have mold or mildew in your home, you can use TerraClean. It zaps it out and just leave the surface so nice and clean and free from mold, free from mildew. And it just does so many wonderful things for the planet. If you have insects around your home, you can use a TerraClean. It zaps them out. It kills them right away without all this chemicals and things that we're breathing in every day for those of us that are using all these leading brands to repel and to kill insects. So we have something very special. Someone called me the other day and said, would TerraClean be good for termites? Well, if termites, if they happen to come in contact with TerraClean, it will zap them right away. It will kill them. Plus, it leaves this invisible barrier behind. So when they fly in the area, land on your wood again, that powdery substance gets on the termite. And I tell you, it will help repel termites. Anything that's like an ant, a spider, a roach, it just eliminates them, because TerraClean has inside of it one of the ingredients that they use in what we call chelation therapy today. You guys know what chelation therapy is? When you go to the doctor, they put this IV in your arm and let this liquid go throughout your body. It goes all the way to the brain, removes heavy metals, aluminum and stuff out the body. Well, TerraClean has this chelation effect where it just, you know, it just really does a good job in removing those kind of toxins. So when you're using the TerraClean for chelation therapy, it is highly recommended that you use a gut multivitamin, because it goes in there and it really strips out what don't need to be there. So you take a good multivitamin mm-hmm. with it. For those that would, mm-hmm. if you ever use chelation therapy, go to the doctor. I remember one time my mother, her toe was real black, and they thought it was gangrene, and they wanted to amputate my mom here in Atlanta at Grady Hospital. They wanted to start cutting off parts of her body. Of her leg, and it says it's going to travel all up. So we took my mom to a chelation specialist, and they began to do the chelation therapy on her, and all of a sudden that area that they thought was gangrene began to bleed. Well, if you got gangrene, no blood's going to come out. And that part began to bleed, and we was able to save my mom's foot. So she passed 20-something years after that. But it wasn't for that. But we was able to save her leg, and the chelation therapy was what went throughout the body and pulled out all the toxic stuff that was in her body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it pulled all that out of there. And I'm mentioning this tonight because one of the ingredients that's in TerraClean has a chelation effect. So years ago, the government they wanted to use that ingredient into what we call chelation therapy today. Before there was chelation therapy, this ingredient that's in the product was already invented. And they found out what it did, and they wanted to use it in chelation therapy today. That's helping millions and millions of people and to save their lives. So we're excited about that.
Nice, nice. And didn't you say you used it on a mole or something? To remove a mole or something? Okay.
Oh, you talking about a mole on your body?
Uh-huh.
Or just like mole or mildew?
On your body.
Oh, yes. That's my personal testimony. I had a tag on my body a couple of years ago, and uh-huh. I got some Paraclean and put on a pad, a little cotton uh-huh. pad, and I soaked it down real good and put a piece of tape over it. And after a couple of applications, the mold uh-huh. Of the tag on my body had dropped off completely. It just disappeared.
Wow.
It didn't leave a hole. It didn't leave nothing. It just, that Terracrine suffocated it, and it just dropped right on off. And this stuff is, it's amazing what it does.
And you say you could bathe yeah. with it and everything, correct? And I know that Mr. Hargrove, he brushes his teeth with it, he said. And I think he said he drinks it, too. It's like, I haven't got that far yet.
Yes. I don't like to talk a lot about, you know, ingesting it,
the medical
even
side.
Though it don't hurt me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't like to talk a lot because we have approval for USDA for food safety, for OSHA approval, and for military applications. We have all those approvals. Now, it's what it's come down to the medical part. It's going to cost us uh-huh. about $2 million to get the FDA approval to make those kind of claims. But I will tell you from a nutritional point of view, if you use the TerraClean to wash your fruit and your vegetables, in fact, when you go on the website and look under dilution ratios, the first thing you're uh-huh. going to see is fruit and vegetables. So you can actually use it to take all the toxins that's on your fruit and your vegetables, and you just rinse it off, and you don't have to worry about all the chemicals that they grow our fruit and vegetables with. It'll just eliminate all of that. And if you can put on your fruit and your vegetables and can eat it, I said, well, let me try brushing my teeth with it. And I did, and
I tell you, you
have not experienced what it means to have a clean mouth until you use TerraClean. It really, really does a wonderful job. If you have dentures, you just put a little bit in the water, and the dentures will come out so nice and clean and so bright, and it just take all the food particles that's on the dentures, all that will be left in the water. And when you put the your dentures back in your mouth, it's just so refreshing because TerraClean does an outstanding job. When I'm taking a shower, washing my hair, I just put the TerraClean. It just lathers up so good and takes all the toxins and everything off the body, and you just feel nice and clean, and it leaves a nice little glow on you. It's a wonderful product. It is a wonderful product. Yes.
So when you use it, you know, in the shower, do you just put like a little drop on a on your towel or on one of those loofah pad things and then wash your body, or what do you do?
I do both. I'll just tell you what I do. I take the 32-ounce bottles and I just spray around my neck. I just spray myself. and then I come back and put some on a towel. And by that time, you know, when I start that, rotating that rag, it just lathers up. It's just so bubbly. And I just, you know, just do what I do. Rinse myself off. You just feel so nice and clean. And it, by the way, like I said, it has that 8.5% pH level, oxygenate.
Mm-hmm.
You just feel so good, so refreshed. And knowing that there's no chemicals in it, it's all natural, nothing to hurt you. And when you wash your hair with it, it just clean, 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 so good. And, you know, like I say, it replaces everything. All your shampoos, all that stuff, the soap, it does everything. When I say everything, you think of an application, and I'll let you, yes, TerraClean can do it. Just think of it. Whatever you may think that you need for cleaning are solutions, Paraclean is your answer. It's your answer.
Okay, so for brushing your teeth, does it whiten your teeth at all, or does it you just freshen your mouth up real good?
It whitens. It brightens.
Okay.
If there's anything on there that shouldn't be on it, it just clean it back down to the natural. It really does it. Now, a lot of people, they smoke, and over time it leaves that stain. When you keep using Teraclean, it will bring your teeth back. It will take all that tar and everything that is a result of smoking or people that's not, you know, doing a great job in brushing on a daily basis. When you use Teraclean, it would really get down and give you a really, really beautiful experience when you're brushing your teeth with it.
Okay, I gotta ask a question, not that I know if you know the answer or not. Okay, so say for instance somebody has acne or whatever, do you know if it helps that if we haven't got that far with the Teraclean yet?
If you have any spots on your face, any rashes on your face, you wash your face with Teraclean and you begin to see everything begin to brighten up, lighten up. I've had personal experience with that. It's wonderful when you use it on your face. I shave with it, and it makes everything nice and smooth. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. We do have some callers out here, but I was just trying to get the questions out before we had the callers, and I just have them on mute.
Mm-hmm.
So that's if you don't hear anybody, that's why. But we do have people in the chat room as well listening, so I want to welcome them in the chat room and those who have dialed in. Thank you. Do you want to have a break to see if anybody has any questions, or what do you like to do?
Yes, that's why I paused, because I don't want to just keep talking.
Okay.
I want to make sure. And then once we answer these questions, address these questions, we can talk about the financial benefits of being a part of Teraclean as well.
Okay. Caller with the last four of 0631. Your line is unmuted. If you have any questions that you'd like to ask, you're more than welcome to. Or if you're just listening, just say you're just listening. Okay. 9976. I think that's Miss James, I think.
Yes, it is. How are you?
It is. I remember the number. I'm good.
Yes. Miss Finesse, I'm so excited you finally received your product and seem like you're going to make really good use of it. With all the questions that you're asking, you're really going to put everything to the test. And by you doing so, you are going to reap wonderful results. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm excited. It's like, okay, where do I start? You know, where do I start? So I do. I really do. Because I know that Ms. James has testimonies. Like, I want to be able to have testimonies like she does. It's like she's just so bubbly and so outspoken about Teraclean. It's like, okay. You're not going to let anybody else have a fun time giving testimonials? So I don't know if you want to go ahead and give testimonials at this time for those of us who are out there listening, Ms. Jane.
Oh, well, yes, I don't mind. I'm going to share a few because what Mr. Stapleton has already shared, I did all of that and more.
Uh-huh.
My husband and I, we have been using the product for over a year. And I tell you, I don't know if any of you have waste spilt coffee stains or red stains or colors on your countertop, and you know how it seemed like the minute it sit on there, it don't take but a few seconds, and there it is stained. So I put the Teraclean to the test, the light duty, because that's basically what I use anyways, the light duty, because to me it works all around. So one squirt of the light duty on the counter where the spill is, where the discoloration is, and it's gone. it's like nothing has ever happened or nothing has ever spilled on it. So I'm very pleased about that. So, and it's safe on the countertop. So I want to let everyone know that as well. Even if you have granite or anything, you know, it's safe to use on your countertops. It's a safe biodegradable product. And also for the coffee maker, you know how we have a glass coffee maker, we have a glass tea kettle that I boil our water in, and, you know, sometimes it can get that calcium buildup on it. What I did was I sprayed the light duty on it, let it sit for a few minutes, and then I get a soft scrubber and just swish it around in there and rinse it really good, and it is good as new again. So it's wonderful for that purpose as well. Now, I do want to say this that I'm very happy about, because my husband wears a lot of hats. And for you men that wear hats, you know, sometimes when you put the hat on and off, you got those little fingerprints in the front, and it could be, it seemed like, oh, no, what am I going to do? I can't put it in the laundry, because you know what the laundry may do to it. Just take you some light-duty TerraClean, spray on the area with a soft, clean cloth, wipe it, and then let it air dry, and your hat is going to be as good as new. So, yes, I just want to share a few of those testimonials. Of course, there's many by my husband. I've been using it over a year, but I want to say something for you, Ms. Inez. I want to hear your testimonies, girl, because they're coming.
Yes, they will be coming. They definitely will be coming. So I'm excited. I know Mr. Hargrove is out there as well. I don't know if he wants to say anything at the moment before we do go into the financial side. Excuse me. Mr. Norman? Okay, I didn't know if you wanted to say anything or greet the people in the worldwide web.
No, I just want to say, I want to say hello to everyone, but I want to say that, you know, I've been around this arena for 50 years helping people. I've been researching products. And so just make sure that people that are well educated. But I got my product, and that's when the real education starts. I have never seen a product work so good. Oh, my goodness, I'm so excited. I'm washing my dishes. I'm washing my clothes. I'm taking a bath with the TerraClean. I did that again last night. But you know what? I'm going to say this, and I'm going to shut up. I have never felt so clean in my life. I mean, I usually itch when I use soap. And I have a lot of allergies, so when I use soap to take a bath or body wash, I itch for about 15, 20. I'm just scratching and just trying to get my body back down to normal. I did not do that one time with TerraClean. My body feels so clean. Oh, my goodness. That's all I got to say. I just want to say, hang in there, guys. We're going green. Green Nation is talking. My CEO is doing a phenomenal job, but we are going green.
Amen. Amen. It's back in your hands, Mr. Stapleton.
Thank you for those wonderful testimonies. And one thing about what we do, we just don't talk it. We walk it. And everything that we say TerraClean does, it does the job, and it does it very well. There is no other product on the planet that does what TerraClean does. The only thing that you can pair TerraClean with is heaven itself. That's the most cleanest environment you're going to find. But on I'm just being real with you. But on this earth, there's nothing on this planet that will compare with TerraClean. In fact, we can take this one product, TerraClean, and we could replace all the products that's on those shelves today. Everything you think of, we can replace it. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a lot of products out there that say they are biodegradable, but they're not safe around food. See, this product is safe around food. That's how safe this product. You can be in your kitchen and you can have your cutting board. That in my background is food service. I got a degree in that, so I can talk from experience. you can have your cutting board, you can spray that cutting board down with TerraClean, and if you didn't even rinse it off, it's safe around the pool. That's how safe this product is, because it's all natural. There's nothing in it to hurt you, to harm you. And so I'm sold out. I'm sold out on TerraClean. I want you guys to partner with me. The Bible says taste and see that the Lord is good. But see, this is what we're dealing with. I'm going to be honest with you. We're dealing with individuals that's been using the wrong stuff for 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And one of the toughest things for us to do is to break an old habit. Just break that habit of going picking up those leading. So I've been buying Tide, I've been buying Gain, I've been buying all this for 50 years. And you think that that's the best thing for you because you have not tried anything better. And so in our mind that we can't get nothing better unless we use what we've been using, but this is a whole new day now. Everything's getting ready to change now. The environment, the laws as it relates to environmental products, all of that's getting ready to change. So this is, to me, is like grassroots where we can all come together and participate. And if you become a product of the product, you purchase product from this organization, we're going to turn around and we're going to reward you for doing that. If you don't believe me, you go to all these stores and you spend hundreds and thousands of dollars each year, they're not going to turn around and do what we're going to do for you. And I'm going to share that with you in a few minutes, that if you shop TerraClean by going to shopterraclean.com and you make a product purchase, we have a system in place where we're going to bless you financially. We have a system in place, Ms. Inez, that will put every single person that's on this call under the sound of my voice will put you into the top 1%, the top 5%, and on the low end, the average person makes about $70,000. We're going to put you right there. On the high end, in order to be into the top 1%, that controls about $280 trillion. That's how much money is circulating in our world today, worldwide, over $280 trillion. 1% of the population controls 50%. Now, I just want you to think in your mind right now. There's over 8 billion people in the world today. 1% of that number, whatever that may be, you can figure 1% of 8 billion, whatever that may be, it controls 50% of 100, which would be $140 trillion, 1% of the population. Now, I asked a question one day. How much do a person have to earn per year to be considered into the top 1%? So I went and started doing a little research, and I found out, just in the South now, and then we get to New York, California, those high-income states later, but just in the South, you have to earn around $368,000 a year. And for those individuals earning $368,000 a year are considered into the top 1%. Now, if you live in places like New York and California and some of these high-income, cost-of-living states, you must earn between $500,000 to $600,000 a year, okay?
Wow.
Now, I have a system, okay, that will accommodate all of those income levels from the 1%. Now, in order to be in the top 5%, you must earn about $200,000 a year. My system addresses that income level. And if you're not in the top 1%, if you're not in the top 5%, you find yourself around $70,000 a year, more or less. My system addresses all of those levels that I just mentioned. When I say that God wants to be in the head and not the tail, above, not beneath, the lender, not the bar, and I want to suggest to us tonight that you cannot be a lender if you're poor. What do you have to lend? You don't have anything if you're poor. So you have to be in the top 1%, 5%, in order to consider yourself a lender.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know there's a text in the Bible. Y'all can look it up. I'm not preaching tonight. I'm mm-hmm. just sharing this. It says, occupy till I come. Y'all remember reading that in the Bible? It says, occupy till I come. Look it up. Google the word occupy till I come. Now, what most people think that when you hear the word occupy till I come, it means that you're supposed to just get your job and just work and just exist until I come. That's what most people occupy till I come. What that means to occupy till I come, it simply means to operate as a trader or a banker. So that's what it means. Just do your little research on that. That's what it means.
Uh-huh.
We should be controlling our financial institution. A trader is into finance. Uh-huh. Our banker is into finance. Most of us are not there. Most of us are going to put our monies into banks, into the controlling the banking institution. And how you control the banking institution, and that's a whole other lesson that we're going to get in later, how to take your money out of fiat. And as you know, very, very soon, you're not going to see the 20s, the 50s, the $100 bill, the 1,000, the 5, the 10, all of that getting ready to be eliminated out of circulation. They're going with what we call a FedNow initiative, where everything gonna be digital. That's where we headed. That all the banks in the world right now is getting ready to convert over to a digital platform. And one day they're gonna say to the world that if you have any fiat, which is the money that we know of today, in your banks,
uh-huh.
it's time for you to convert over by a certain date. And guess what? If you don't convert over by a certain date, that money's going to be worthless. You can have a $100 bill. Somebody's going to walk by it. You can't use it nowhere because it will be completely out of circulation. Everything will be digital. Now, we have a system that we're going to be sharing, introducing. As you join my company, Advanced Destination Association, you partner with us, you purchase the product TerraClean, what we're going to do is you're going to have the opportunity, instead of converting your money into fiat, okay, right now it's in fiat, that's why fiat is going to be eliminated, and the only other option you're going to have is converting it into digital currency. And when you do that, you don't have a backup plan. When you do that, they can cut your money off anytime they want to. If you don't dance by their and vote the way they want you to vote, and we should have the right of freedom of speech and expression in this country, and you don't say what they want you to say, they say, okay, no problem. We're just going to cut off your digital transaction. So you can't even use whatever you may think you got in the bank. That is the power that when the government steps in and takes over, they will take away your right of speech and everything. So the only way you can combat that is you got to have your money into precious metals, gold and silver. That's the real money. That's what we call real money. It's gold and silver, precious metals, not this fiat that mm-hmm. we see today. Gold and silver. And that is the conversion point that we're going to eventually segue into as a way of protecting what we got, because gold and silver is recognized all around the world. In fact, the value of gold and silver is the same everywhere in the world. If it's 2,000 an ounce in America, it's 2,000 an ounce in China. It's consistent around the world, and that is the way we got to go if we are to survive what's going to take place in our world today. We got to protect what we got. And the only slave we ought to be a slave to is Jesus, not to man. But if you're part of man's system, then you're going to be enslaved to what we got to deal with. And you guys and ladies and gents out there, if you, all you got to do is Google Fed Now. Fed Now, where the Federal Reserve is generated to, everything got to run through the Federal Reserve. For an example, you go to the store, you make a product purchase at Walmart. Used to be a time that purchase go to Walmart banking institutions, okay? Now it goes to the federal government, Federal Reserve, and they say, okay, Walmart is a good person, so we're going to go ahead and send the payment to them. So instantly that money goes right back to Walmart. But let's say you on the bad list, and they're trying to send you some money. I say, oh, no, this man not voting the way we want him to vote. This man wrote some articles against what we believe about whatever the subject may be, and so we're going to cut his money off. That is the power that they're going to have unless you have your money in gold and silver and precious metal. And we are connected with organizations, mining companies, and all of that, but we can protect what we got and live sovereign unto God without any government interference. So we have all of that in place. Now, I didn't talk, come on to talk about that tonight, but I was impressed to say that as I introduced how we are compensated for purchasing TerraClean. I'm going to talk about three different systems that we have, and I'm going to just give you a quick summary, and then let you know to go to the website. And we have calls every Thursday where you can come on and have a chance to learn even more. But just like you go to Walmart, a Sam Club, a Costco, here in Georgia they have a company called BJ's here. But it's a organization where you come and pay a membership. And when you pay that membership, you're able to shop in their store and get their products and services at a lower discount, okay? If you're not a member, you go and shop in their store, and you don't show that you are a member, they charge you 15 to 20% more at the register. So most people just pay the little $30, $40, $50 a year so they can get the discount. Mm-hmm. All right. So we have a program. It's a rewards program. It costs you $50 a year to be a member. And you shop in our store and buy the product for $57.74. So you pay the $50 for your annual membership. You buy a product for $57.74. And we, at that point, put you into a 12-step rewards program. 12 steps, 1 through 12. And the way that works, the first reward we're going to give you back would be $90. Now, if you add up $50 plus $57, so like $108 to come in, we're going to give you back $90 on your first reward. The next reward we're going to give you back is $180. You notice it doubles each time. The second, the third reward we're going to give you back is $360, then $720, $1440. It's going to keep doubling itself till it gets to the 12th reward. And I want to say this to us tonight, that by the time you get to that 12th reward, you're into the top 1% of if you live in the South. I'm very, very careful because I want to make sure that we're in this because we want a great biodegradable product. We want to replace that. Uh-huh. But This is all we're doing. It's very simple. As members come in and make a product purchase, we're going to take the proceeds that come in and we redistribute those back to our members in forms of rewards. So by the time you get from rewards 1 to rewards 12, it's over $300,000 that will come to your household. Then what we do is re-enter you back into that 12-step rewards again, so you keep repeating that over and over and over. So that's one reward. The second reward that we have, remember the first reward is a $50 reward. The second one is a $150 reward, and you purchase three products of the TerraClean, and the product run about $60 per 32-ounce bottle. So 60 times 3 is 180. And once you do that, we put you into another 12-step rewards. Now, remember, the first reward starts off at $90, all right, the $50 rewards. The one for the 150, that rewards starts off at $270. See the difference? 90.
Mm.
On the second reward, it starts at 270, then it goes to $540, $1,080. By the time you get to the third reward, it keeps doubling itself until it be over $1 million on that 12th reward. I'm just letting you know that this simple system that we come in together, we make a product purchase, it rewards you back so that you can be the head and not the tail. You can be above and not beneath. You can be the lender, not the borrower. That's all we're trying to do. And that's what God desires of his children. He don't want us around here poor. He wants us to help the poor. But if you are a member of God's family, he said, I have never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread. Okay? He wants us to be people that are helping those that are less fortunate, because he said the poor will always be with us. So when he blesses you with substance, he wants you to be a good steward and you want to help someone else. So by the time you finish those 12 rewards on $150 rewards, of course, you pay $180 to join that, because 60 times 3 is $180. Then on the first reward, we're going to give you back is $270. It doubles and doubles itself to the 12th reward. The final one is the $300 rewards. You get 6 bottles of the TerraClean. 60 times 6 is $360. And that puts you through my 12-step rewards program. But guess what? On the very first reward you're going to get back is $540, then $1,080, then $2,160. It doubles and doubles itself until the 12th reward is over $2 million there. So by the time you go through all three of my rewards, that is you can make over pretty close to $4 million. Okay, close to $4 million. And then we put you back into all my rewards again so you can come and keep receiving the same over and over and over. And, of course, that's everything I just shared with us is based on each one of us becoming a part of the rewards program, and we share it with other people. You got to share it with people. And let me tell you how the sharing aspect works. Every time 6 people join my rewards program anywhere in the world, it moves a person from one reward to the next reward. 6 people. 6 people join, someone just moved to another reward, and it's going to keep doing that. Once you go through my reward system one time, all the people that pushes you through the rewards program, when we put you back into rewards one again, those same people follow you back through again. So once you do it once, it's like going to work on a job. You put 40 hours in. They say, okay, we're going to pay you $1,000 for those 40 hours. But guess what? In order for you to make that $1,000 again, you have to go and put another 40 hours in. You know, they're not going to give you just another $1,000. You're going to sit at home. But with my rewards program, once you share with 6 people, they share with 6 people, y'all do it one time. Those same people will come behind you and keep pushing you through the reward system over and over and over. So I just want to give a little look. I'm a product man, and if you are a product of the product, then a labor is worthy of its hire. You go and you put the time in, you're going to be blessed according to the structure and the system that we have in place.
Y'all hear that, right? You all trying to become rich, trying to become, what do you call it, financially fit, they say. We're trying to go green without going green. So, as I was just saying, so if they're going to be changing the green money to coins, what are we going to call it? Call it hardware? What are we going to be able to call it? Coinage? I don't even know.
Yes, we're going to convert over to the precious metals. That's the only way to do it.
There you go. Hardware.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. During the biblical time, you always heard them did it in gold and silver. You never heard. It wasn't no fiat, what we know today. But it was always gold and silver. That's God's money. And then we're going to convert over to that because we don't want anyone to control us with that. But if you got gold and silver, you can go anywhere in the world mm-hmm. and you can still trade and barter. If you enter the financial system of the Fed Now initiative, if you're not dancing by their music, doing things the way they want you to do it, or saying what they want you to say, mm-hmm. they can just go in the bank and just cut you off, and you can't use mm-hmm. nothing. You just cut off, and God do not want us to be mm-hmm. operating that way. He have given us the freedom of speech and expression, and if you want to mm-hmm. be protected, you got to do things God's way. And that's by buying gold and silver and precious metals. And we have companies where you can get mm-hmm. it at lowest $50. You can buy gold and silver. It's a uh-huh. tiny portion, uh-huh. but as your money began to grow and grow and grow, you can get your ounce, you can get your 2 ounce. And guess what? Gold and silver will always hold its value. You're never going to lose mm-hmm. with it. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to give you an idea that we have this wonderful product, but we got to protect so our people can still be able to operate in this economy uh-huh. that we're in. But you have to do it God's way. You can't do it man's way. But if you do it God's way, gold and silver is recognized uh-huh. anywhere around the world. Everybody will take gold and silver. You go to make a purchase, you got gold and silver. Oh, they're going to let you get what you need with gold and silver.
Uh-huh.
All right. Any more questions? Because I can talk all night long. I take a break because I don't want to just keep talking and talking, but I like to for you guys to ask me questions. That lets me know whether or not your interest level. If you don't ask any questions, that means you don't approve of what I'm saying. But if you ask me questions, that lets me know because I don't think I'm so good until I can just talk and answer all your questions. Okay? But if I hear what's in your mind, then what you may be thinking would be something someone else may be thinking. I can answer one question that may satisfy three or four may answers that may be out there, a question that may be out there.
Okay. I'm opening the lines. Anybody with the last four? Okay. Ms. James, do you have anything you'd like to say? 9976.
No, I want to thank you so much, Ms. Inez. You are such a great host. Thank you so much for allowing Mr. Stapleton to come on again to present this to your audience. And I hope everyone got some great information and benefit from this, how valuable this product is. It's an all-purpose, all-around product, I call it. You can use it from A to Z. Please take the time to visit the website. There are YouTubes. If you go to YouTube and put in TerraClean, you will see some testimonials. You will also see interview with the owner, Mr. Stabley. He's being interviewed, and he talked about how wonderful the product is as well as its many uses. But please, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact Ms. Inez or Mr. Stapleton. They will be more than happy to assist you. And I also invited guests onto the call. I hope they were able to make it as well. They have been using TerraClean as well. I'm hoping that they will feel free and confident to unmute their mic and share their testimonials or say something that will help the audience as well. Once again, thank you so much, Ms. Inez, and we look forward to your next call. Thank you, Mr. Stapleton,
thank you,
guests.
Mm-hmm.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. We have caller with the last four of 0631. Your mic is open if you have anything to say or if you're just listening. Just say you're just listening. Okay. We have caller with the last four, 479. They just hung up. Then we have a couple other callers. So if anybody has anything they'd like to say or if they have any questions, your mic is open. So you're free to speak. If you want to say anything or have any questions. And if not, it's back in the hands of Mr. Singleton.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Inez. And one of the things I want to say tonight, this year, 2024, a lot of changes getting ready to be made from an economic point of view. Because as you all may or may not know, and I know you have heard of it mentioned in the news and, you know, online, et cetera, about what we call AI, which stands for artificial intelligence. And it's getting ready to replace a lot of jobs that a lot of us on this call tonight are people that we may know. They're getting ready to replace it with AI. And and this year, millions of people are going to lose their jobs. They're going to have robots doing what we humans used to do. And if we do not come up with a plan, a lot of us going to be, a lot of UPS, FedEx jobs, Amazon jobs are going to all be replaced by robots. Even when it comes down to delivering a package to your door, they have these robots now, drones, where they could program the address where the package needs to go. That drone deliver that product right to your door. Take a snap picture of it and just get on back to the plant to get the next package. They even have a yes, ma'am. That's where we are today. Okay, I remember going to a restaurant one day. And it was this robot. It brought me my dinner. A robot did. You know, brought it, put it on my table, delivered it to me, and went on back and got the next order. So used to be a time of waitress. A waitress did that. Now they have robots doing it. Okay. And so they even have buses and trucks now that's computer driven, and they could load up the truck. Have a robot on there, and that truck will go stop by stop. Robot gets out, get the box, take it to the door, deliver it, get back in the truck, go to the next stop. Well, a human being used to do that. They get to replace a lot of things with artificial intelligence. So if you do not prepare for what's going to take place, and the Bible gives us counsel. There is a text, I think it's either in Ecclesiastes 11, verse 1, Proverbs 11, verse 1, one of those texts, you guys probably remember reading it, where it says, cast your bread upon the water, and it shall return back to you in many days. Then the next verse says, give a portion to seven or eight, because you never know when evil may come upon the land, which simply means the Bible teaches us to have at least seven or eight streams of income and not just depend on one. Because you never know when that one opportunity that you have may go under and you stuck. Correct. You don't have anything to fall back on. So my system that I have, it teaches you to get at least seven or eight streams of income, and we have all that built into the Advanced Destination Association system, where there's about eight different streams that you could draw from. I only talked to you guys tonight about three, but as you become a part of what we're doing, we will open up some more opportunities for our members in the future. So if you're dependent on these jobs today, you don't have anything to fall back on. When the Bible has given us direction to have more than one stream of income, if we don't take advantage of it, there's nobody's fault but ours. I'm just a messenger tonight. I'm just a messenger. The deeper we get into 2024, you're going to start seeing a lot of changes take place, and only the elite is going to be in a position to take advantage of the opportunities. And we that are not prepared for it, we're going to lose out and end up being a part of a socialized system where the government is going to subsidize you so much per month just for you to survive, not live, just survive. not enough to get you a nice home, a nice car, just like a welfare check, because all the other key jobs are going to be taken up by artificial intelligence. And that's where we are. Mm-hmm. Used to be a time in our mm-hmm. country we had the rich, the middle class, and the poor. Now it's getting ready to be either you're going to be rich or you're going to be poor. The middle class has been cut out.
And they say in the Bible, the poor be with you always, correct?
That's correct. There's no question about that. So let me give you guys the website. You can go to shop, S-H-O-P, Terra, T-E-R-R-A, clean with a K, K-L-E-E-N.com. You want to go to shopterraclean.com. You can look under, just browse through the website. All this stuff you've been hearing me talk about, what it does, is all on the website. You can scroll down to the very bottom once you log in. Once you go to shopterraclean.com, my telephone numbers are there. The email address is there. But for those who wish to participate, I want you to get back with Miss Inez. She will have information she can give you as well. If you want to sign up, she'll give you a link to sign up with. And I'd like to see each one of you on this call to be a part of TerraClean. We're not asking you to spend any additional money. All we're asking you to do is take the funds that you've already been spending on these products and just convert them all over to TerraClean, which is 100% biodegradable, all-natural product. Thank you so much, Ms. Inez, for allowing me to share, for all those that gave testimonies. And we trust that if you have any additional questions, you reach out to us, and we'd be more than happy to address your questions or your concerns. Back over to you, Ms. Inez.
Thank you. Anybody out there in the chat room, do you have any questions for Mr. Singleton? We have five people to see if they have any questions or anything for you. Anybody, let's see. Ms. James already gave testimonial. Ms. Parker, okay, testimonial. And this other people are on the line just listening. So I appreciate all y'all out there listening. And if you have any questions, please put them in the chat room or text me, and I'd be more than happy to ask Ms. Singleton to answer your questions. I'll give you a couple of minutes. And if you're in the on air, you can press 1 to raise your hand, and I will be glad to unmute your line at any ask your questions, unless you're going to be shy. Are there products made within the USA, Mr. Singleton?
Yes, Ms. Inez. In fact, our manufacturing plant is in California. And in fact, I was there just a couple weeks ago, and we'll be going back this month. We so many great things getting ready to take place, and I don't want anyone to be left behind. So it is manufactured right here in the United States of America.
Great. It says nice. Thank you. Anybody else have any questions? Because we've got a lot of chat going on, chatter, I should say, in the chat room, talking about silver and gold, the connection must have recognized the esoteric connected to silver and gold. The Vatican is full of gold, no silver, however. See, have you ever heard of term Ponzi scheme? Yes, I've heard the terms Ponzi scheme. This is not a Ponzi scheme, though. This is trying to keep America clean and green. So, yes. Anybody else have any questions? Anybody have any testimonials? Press 1 to raise your hand. 2. Mr. Hargrove, you have anything you'd like to say?
No, other than I'm happy to be a part of, the whole TerraClean experience. Mr. Frank Stapleton is doing such a fantastic job, and you know, I always base everything on me being here so long in the relationship marketing arena, and but I've never seen a product this powerful. I mean, pound for pound in this class, it is the most powerful product I have ever experienced, and I will always try my best to use the TerraClean. I'm thankful that Mr. Stapleton has told us about the gold and silver as well, because I know I keep up with a lot of things. I know AI is going to do have such a powerful impact on those who are not prepared lives. And I tell you what, we still going to need a measure of control, and that gold and silver, you can read all about it in the scriptures. You know, when they start talking about it really, really bad, you better be trying to make a move. So I'm quite sure he's going to lead us down that rabbit hole, that good experience. But thank you. My experience, TerraClean, has been tremendous. Thank you, Ms. Inez. Thank you, Frank, for all you do. And thank the Ms. James, I guess. She's powerful in her words. And thank you for all you do as well. Thank you, thank you.
This one of the people in the chat room was asking, is this multi-level marketing, Mr. Singleton?
Yes, that's one of the things I wanted to address. I'm glad that question was asked. The cleaning industry is about $27 billion a year. And by 2026, it'll be around $34 billion. All we're doing is taking the sales. And that's, I know when I was going through the top 1%, 5%, those numbers were great numbers. But we're able to do that because we're asking God to bless us with about 10% of the market share. Right now, all these companies that are selling cleaning products, it equals about $27 billion a year. We're trying to capture 10% of that market share, which would be about $2.7 billion. So when I'm saying that you're going to be receiving hundreds and thousands and millions over time, it is coming from that share that's in the market, because the TerraClean product has been launched into that $27 billion a year industry. I want each one of you to have a part of it. So all we're doing is, as the sales come in from the company, we're getting the funds, and we're redistributing them back to the members so all of us can share in that 10% or whatever percentage comes into the company. That's all we're doing. It's not a multi-level marketing company. In fact, my company is a 508. You guys can look it up for yourself. It's a 508C1A nonprofit organization. Look up the word 508C as in Charlie, 1A as in Apple. We're a nonprofit organization, and that's the foundation on which this whole organization is built on. And we're using TerraClean and other products and services that we offer to be able to offer to our members. And we take the proceeds that come in, redistribute them back in an organized system that we've set up, because the purpose of this organization is to help relieve the burden of society through social and economic means, and God has blessed us with systems to be able to do that. So it's nothing to do with multi-level marketing. It's about a social and economic empowerment to help our people, and I've been doing that for over 40 years now.
Okay. And if anybody out there has a septic tank, it's good to be using a septic tank. Correct me if I'm wrong.
That's correct. It'll break it down so that it helps with the odor. It helps break down the materials inside the septic tank. In fact, it turns that kind of waste into fertilizer. And for an example, if a dog does something on the lawn or whatever, you spray the TerraClean, it turns it into fertilizer. But can you imagine what it does once it gets in our sewer system? What it does to those materials, it biodegrades all of that.
And they use it in the water plants as well, in the different cities, right? Am I correct?
That
I'm
is
just
correct.
Trying to remember.
That is correct. Most of all of our water system today uses chlorine and bleach to when I say clean the water, I don't like the smell that comes out my faucet. I don't like it. But you can use TerraClean in those same facilities. 1 gallon of the consecrated TerraClean would treat 22,000 gallons of wastewater. And all of that is on the website. When you look under application, you can read all of that is there. This stuff is just amazing. It does so many things. And you have to try it for yourself. And when you try it for yourself, when it says a universal cleanser, it means just what it says. It does everything. All you got to do, try it for yourself, and you'll be a believer, just like many of those individuals on the call tonight. We're all believers of it.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we tried it for ourselves.
And it is odorless. I've sprayed it on my hoods in my on the what do you call it? The oven, not the oven, but the vent. That thing cleaned it so good. I was like, okay. I took some before pictures. I'm going to take some after pictures. And as well as there's no odor at all, as I know that one person was saying that they use vinegar to do cleaning or what have you. I like the smell of vinegar, but I don't want everything in my house to be smelling like vinegar. So my mom used to use pine salt, and it's so funny because one time when my father was overseas, and so we had to have somebody come and I believe get like the, not weeds, but the vines and stuff out of the sewer. And so the man came and was cleaning the sewer, and he said, Miss Brown, this is the cleanest smelling sewer I have ever smelled. So it's like, so I was just wondering, is there going to be having some lemon or some other scent of TerraClean? And I believe there will be other scents coming out. Is that not correct as well?
That I'm so glad you mentioned that. In fact, we're coming out with a lavender. For the dishes, we're coming out with an orange or lemon scent. So we will be adding, along with our original scent, so we'll be adding that. Some people don't like the scent. Some people like the original. So we're going to have a little combination for everyone to be happy with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because it was, I mean, I love pine, so I like it well. And that's not very good for our environment then? None of that stuff is, I guess.
Anything that has toxic chemicals in it is no good for the environment. Just like a lot of the solution we use to take a bath with is not healthy for you. It got a lot of chemicals in it, and it is not good for you. But TerraClean doesn't have anything to hurt you. It only benefits you all the way around. In fact, for those that like to grow their gardens, you could spray the TerraClean on the earth. It remediates the soil, it makes it rich, it enriches it, it oxygenates, it alkalines it. So when you put your plants, your seeds in there, they grow up nice and strong and big. You can just spray a little TerraClean, light duty on those leaves. Don't have to worry about any bugs coming to eat the leaves up. It just makes it so beautiful, nice and green, and give you a rich, rich fertilizer soil. I mean, the stuff is amazing what it does.
Well, that's good to know. Okay. And you were saying that if somebody has, like, graffiti or what have you on, you know, how people like to put graffiti on walls and what have you, you spray it. And so do you just let it set for a while and then it comes off the wall, or do you need to scrub it at all?
Well, I was speaking of just like when animals, like I have two pets, and when I walk them, the first thing they want to do, they want to go to other people's yards. So I have to pull them away, but they like to do their business. and if that ever happens, you can just spray TerraClean. It breaks that down into fertilizer. That's what it does. Now, if you have something like that on your walls or whatever you're building, you spray the terry cleaner on there, you have to get a hose and hose it off and stuff like that. But the idea, it will break it down, graffiti down into fertilizer, and however way you use it, it will turn to fertilizer.
Hmm. And this other person was saying that they heard they have some people in Texas who recommend TerraClean. So it is definitely worldwide, and so we're going to make sure that it's worldly and it gets into our earth and our ecosystem so that it keeps our ecosystem. Otherwise, we're just going to be out here in the desert. But, So I do. I appreciate it. Does anybody else out there have any questions they'd like to ask? Don't be shy. This is TerraClean, and our website again is www.shopterraclean.com. That's shopterraclean.com. You can find all the information, the uses. The product is just, I just keep it up and just tell people about it. So I just appreciate Mr. Singleton and Mr. Hargrove and Ms. James for coming on this evening and talking about the financial side to help us stay green and stay in the money, I guess you want to say, and giving us the heads up on the gold and the silver. And basically, we're just... not going to have any money. Silver and gold have I none. I won't have any money after a while. But I just thank you to one of you for joining us. And last comments to Mr. Singleton. And does anybody have any announcements? I like to throw that out. If anybody has any announcements, I don't care where you are, where you're calling from. Just let us know where you're calling from and what your announcements are, and we'll go from there. Okay, it's back in your hands, Mr. Singleton, for your last comment.
Wow. Well, thank you. This coming Monday, we're going to have a corporate call, and I'll get that information over to you, Ms. Inez. If you already have it, you can post it. And they are very, very welcome to join us on our corporate call this coming Monday. We're going to be talking about opening up our systems that we've been waiting for some months now. We're in the process of ordering additional product because the supply and demand is just so great. People so much appreciate what we're doing. We're trying to increase our warehousing in different cities and states to be able to get the product out in a very timely manner. I want to thank each one of you tonight for taking time to listen, and I hope that you will join us and become a product of the product. And, of course, there are some rewards that you would get by doing so. So it's a win-win all the way around. Once again, Ms. Inez, thank you for your time and allowing us to share tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, that's basically all we have for you all this evening. And they do have daily calls as well at 1 p.m. Mr. Hargrove, I don't know if you want to talk about those calls that you have on a daily basis at, I say 1 p.m.,
yeah.
10 p.m., or 10 a.m. Pacific. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I would love to mention the fact that we do our podcasts, our calls, our conference calls. Everybody can attend. It starts at 1 o'clock Eastern, 12 o'clock Central, 11 o'clock Mountain, and then 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. That number, and it don't last for 30 minutes, guys. It's a lunchtime call my mouth's getting stuck together. But anyway, that number is 206-636-0222. There's no code. Once again, guys, it's 206-636-0222, no code. Join us. We have fun every day, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern. You're welcome to join. Coming Green Nation, guys. We're going green. We're going green. Thank you so much, Frank. Oh, we're going green, guys.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Anybody out there in the chat room have anything to say? Okay. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We had testimonial from Ms. James, so thank you for that, Ms. James. And I want to wish anybody whose birthday is today or yesterday or coming up this weekend, happy birthday. Happy, what do you call it, happy born day, to what some people say. So thank you all for wishing people happy birthday, as well as, this Sunday, of course, is second Sunday, and Pastor J. Rick Rollins from the Edge Community Church of Central Florida will be speaking, and that's at 9 p.m. Sunday evening. And then on Tuesday, we are talking about War, Are You Ready? Part 2. We spoke about that last week, Part 1, and we're going to continue Part 2. There's a lot of talk about being ready and survival skills. So, you know, when that time comes that we don't have that war or whatever comes around, we'll be at least somewhat having a semblance of some survival skills, even if it's a little bit, you know, having what you may need to have to prepare yourself for war, as far as survival skills, as far as food, as far as a filtration system, how to start a fire when it's wet outside, when it's dry, and what things to use to what things to use in case you're just out there by yourself, what weaponry, all of that, what food, just anything to survive. And that's on Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. War, Are You Ready? Part 2. Thursday, Miss Inez, so let's talk about it. If we keep on talking about war on Tuesday, we may extend it to Thursday. So then we have third Sunday service with Miss Reverend Carolyn Williamson out of Yakima. She'll be speaking on the third Sunday. And Reverend Ronnie Marshall is up for an Oscar. He's one of our preachers and speakers. He is up for an Oscar for the documentary The Barber of Little Rock. The Oscars are coming March the 7th, I can't remember, I think the 10th. So say a prayer for him that that documentary wins that nomination for the best short documentary. If you want to hear about it, go to the New Yorker on YouTube and pull up the Barber of Little Rock, and it's about a half-hour documentary, about 35 minutes, I should say. And I'm not even going to tell you about it. I'm just going to let you look and watch it and see what it is. And what else? Oh, the Eagle Saints Outreach Ministry International, they have Bible study in the morning at 3 a.m. Pacific and at 6 a.m. Eastern, so you can join them. And that's every day they have that, or every morning. And they're studying the Bible. So if you want to join them and have nothing else, you just wake up in the middle of the night, that conference number is 605-472-5587, 605-472-5587. And the PIN is 931-403-POUND. That's 931-403-POUND. And it's about an hour, so, you know, you're not a long time studying the Bible. It's an hour. They read some Bible verses, and they study the Bible verses. And to keep us on the air so that we can have more sessions like this and talk about, you know, going green and being nice, being mean, whatever, talk about Terra Queen and everything else and all the other topics that we have, you can donate to Cash App, $ANA, ISEVALCOUR, or Venmo at MZ-INEZ, or if you have my telephone number or my cell number, you can hit me up on Zelle. So anything will do. I don't care if it's $10, $5, anything to keep us on the air so that we can put out more information. and you may have a topic you'd like to discuss, you can hit me up on letsdirtradio@gmail.com and send me the topic. I will research it, and we could be co-host or hostess for that evening for your topic. Thank you for joining us this evening. I have been your hostess, Ms. Inez, CEO and fashion designer of On Ice Aqua Design. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram. And the words of encouragement for the week is, change is not a storm that uproots us, but a breeze that sets us free. Let me say it again. Change is not a storm that uproots us, but a breeze that sets us free. So that's our show for the evening. If you have any questions or anything about tonight's show, you can always email me at letsdoitradio @gmail.com, and I will be happy to forward the information to Mrs. Singleton, or you can go to stopcaroling.com and contact Mr. Singleton and ask him questions as well. Thank you again, you all, for joining us. Be safe. Love each other. Love on each other. As I play Dear Future Generation, Sorry, as I play at the beginning, so that we can keep our earth green and clean. Thank you for joining us. Have a great evening. Blessings and prosperity.
Dear future generations, I think I speak for the rest of us when I say, sorry. Sorry we left you with our mess of a planet. Sorry that we were too caught up in our own doings to do something. Sorry we listened to people who made excuses to do nothing. I hope you forgive us. We just didn't realize how special the earth was, like a marriage gone wrong. We didn't know what we had until it was gone. For example, I'm guessing you probably know it as the Amazon Desert, right? Well, believe it or not, it was once called the Amazon Rainforest, and there were billions of trees there, all of them gorgeous, and... Oh, you don't know much about trees, do you? Well, let me tell you, trees are amazing. I mean, we literally breathe the air they are creating. They clean up our pollution, our carbon. They store and purify water, give us medicine that cures our diseases, food that feeds us, which is why I'm so sorry to tell you that we burn them down. Cut them down with brutal machines, horrific, at a rate of 40 football fields every minute. That's 50% of all the trees in the world gone in the last 100 years. Why? For this. And that wouldn't make me so sad if it weren't so many pictures of leaves on it. You know, when I was a child, I read how the Native Americans had such consideration for the planet that they felt responsible for how they left the land for the next 7 generations. Which brings me great sorrow, because most of us today don't even care about tomorrow. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry that we put profit above people, greed above need, the rule of gold above the golden rule. I'm sorry we use nature as a credit card with no spending limit, overdrafting animals to extinction, stealing your chance to ever see their uniqueness or become friends with them. Sorry we poison the ocean so much that you can't even swim in them. But most of all, I'm sorry about our mindset. 'Cause we had the nerve to call this destruction progress. Hey Fox News, if you don't think climate change is a threat, I dare you to interview the thousands of homeless people in Bangladesh. See, while you were in your penthouse nestled, their homes were literally washed away beneath their feet due to rising sea levels. And Sarah Palin, you said that you love the smell of fossil fuels. Well, I urge you to talk to the kids of Beijing who are forced to wear pollution masks just to go to school. See, you can ignore this, but the thing about truth is, it can be denied, not avoided.
So I'm sorry, future generations. I'm sorry that our footprint became a sinkhole and not a garden. I'm sorry that we paid so much attention to ISIS and very little to how fast the ice is melting in the Arctic. I'm sorry we doomed you, and I'm sorry we couldn't find another planet in time to move to. I am, you know what? Cut the beat. I'm not sorry. This future, I do not accept it, because an error does not become a mistake until you refuse to correct it. We can redirect this. How? Let me suggest it. If a farmer sees a tree that is unhealthy, they don't look at the branches to diagnose it. They look at the root. So like that farmer, we must look at the root and not to the branches of government, not to the politicians run by corporations. We are the root. We are the foundation. This generation, it is up to us to take care of this planet. It is our only home. We must globally warm our hearts and change the climate of our souls and realize that we are not apart from nature. We are a part of nature. And to betray nature is to betray us. To save nature is to save us. Because whatever you're fighting for, racism or poverty, feminism, gay rights, or any type of equality, it won't matter in the least. Because if we don't all work together to save the environment, we will be equally extinct. So.
And that was Prince EA, for those of you who want to know who gave us that bit of information. Dear Future Generation, sorry. It's on YouTube. He has some other tunes, music, words of wisdom out there, but I thought that was very beneficial to tonight's show. So I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us this evening and look forward to joining you again and hearing more about TerraClean. And don't forget about the conference on Monday. And once I have that information, I will disseminate it. And that's all we have for this evening. Thank you, thank you, thank you again, Mr. Templeton, Mr. Hargrove, James, everyone out there. And the chat room, thank you, thank you, thank you. Be blessed, stay blessed, love each other, and love on each other. Good evening, good night.